Beaches and rivers across Australia are always popular in summer, but every year about 50 people suffer a spinal injury as a result of an accident in the water. Authorities in Victoria are now hoping an awareness campaign will convince people not to make a dangerous leap. In Melbourne, Tom Nightingale reports.
On a hot summer day, dozens of people hang out at the end of the Kerford Road Pier in Albert Park, jumping into Melbourne's Port Phillip Bay. Felipe has made the trip to the beach with friends and he's happily leaping into the water.
It's like 3 to 4 metres, I think.
Do you think you're taking a risk?
Yeah, I guess so, most of the time. But it's part of the fun.
Watching on is a Parks Victoria ranger, Edina Critch.
Listeners can't actually see it, but the tide's out. So one thing that we find with a lot of people that come to the beach for the very first time is they don't realise the tides go in and out, which means that the water depth changes.
Jumping off piers is illegal, but Parks Victoria tries to educate people rather than enforce the law. Edina Critch has been in the job for 22 years, and she says it's not just the tide people at the beach need to think about.
A lot of our jetties have changing sand movements. We also have a lot of submerged hazards like wheelie bins, trolleys. And if you can't see, the water's choppy and you can't see what you're landing on, there's a good chance you could land on a submerged hazard, like a shopping trolley. It's happened before.
Surf lifesavers and park rangers are patrolling swimming spots to try to persuade people not to dangerously jump in. Parks Victoria is also running a broader awareness campaign. It features Naz Erdem from Roxburgh Park in Melbourne, who was a promising athlete but became a quadriplegic 25 years ago.
My head hit the sand. I think it bent my head forward and just broke my neck, and I was paralysed instantly. I couldn't move, couldn't turn my head or anything, so I was just floating in the water and just waiting for the best, I think.
On the Kerford Road Pier, Felipe's friend Bruce believes he's not pushing it too far when he jumps several metres into the water.
It is a risk, but I'm not too worried myself.
Speaking to another man who became a quadriplegic after doing pretty much what you're doing, does that change your mind at all when you hear things like that, or do you think, oh, it's something different, it wouldn't happen to me?
No, it doesn't really change my mind. Probably that's like one out of a thousand people maybe hurt themselves. And I really don't think that will be me anytime soon.
Edina Critch from Parks Victoria thinks that things are slowly changing for the better. She hopes people will have other options to jump in the years to come.
Hopefully our infrastructure moves with things that they don't need to jump off high elevated structures in water. We might have other facilities that they can do it off in a safer mode. It happens quite well at Eastern Beach in Geelong. They have a lot of diving structures in their swimming pool area. It's a contained and controlled environment.
Parks Victoria ranger Edina Critch ending that report from Tom Nightingale.